All right. Hey, everyone. This is Mary Kate, and I'm here with my friend Charlie.
Hello.
We are going insane because we have been working on our computer science project for the past years.
I'm seeing binary everywhere.
Welcome to another episode of Synthnasium. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Orsi is supposed to be here. I really think she might have fallen asleep, though. But that's okay, because the first 30 minutes are still her songs. And I'm sure she has lovely anecdotes that go with each of these. But she's not here, and I don't know those anecdotes. So, I hope you enjoy this selection of Orsi songs. Charlie and I are currently coming up with the next half hour of songs. It's all going to be Charlie's picks. So, get ready.
Oh, get ready.
Get ready. That was just You Were In My System by The System off the album Sweat. Yeah. Synthnasium. Woo!
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be. burns you like never before.
All right, that was, oh, whoa. I'm sorry, I just sounded really weird on the mic for a second. That was Caribbean Queen, No More Love on the R, dot, dot, dot. Hold on, Spotify cuts it off. No More Love on the Run. I guess I probably could have guessed that. By Billy Ocean off of L-I-F-E, Love is For, and then Spotify cuts off the E too. All right. and then before that, it was Kiss by Prince. So I love Prince, and I'm really glad all this stuff is on Spotify finally. Charlie, anything you would like to say?
No.
Okay.
Not quite yet.
Give it some time. Get comfortable. Relax. Maybe you'll want to talk later. Okay. Up next is this really underrated song. I don't think a lot of people have heard it. I love it though. It's great. Sorry, I'm laughing because I know what the song is. Yeah, check out this indie hit from the 80s, what Synthnasium is all about.
Thank you.
shout out to Dit.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men plunder? Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Better.
All right. Let me get my headphones on. All right. Yeah, read all of it. So here at WMFO, we read a PSA every hour, and my lovely guest Charlie here is going to read our PSA for the night.
I am indeed. Right now I'm reading from Stop the Text, Stop the Wrecks, a few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver.
What?
Yeah. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%.
0.08%.
So even those little things that clip onto the air vents, that's hands-free, everyone. Fact number three.
Wait, aren't those air fresheners?
No, that you can. There's a little holder you can clip your phone into, and it clips into the air vent. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. They're fun. Fact number three. Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens.
I believe it.
It is. It is. Yeah. Fact number four. This has been a public safety message from StopTextStopRest.org and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Was that the last fact?
Yes, it was. Like it has fact number four written above it. And you know what? That is a fact.
There are your four facts about texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. All right, those last three songs we just played, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. Love it. Down so Under. Yeah, I know. Like, no one knows that song, and everyone, it's so good. Anyway, Down Under by Men at Work, and How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. Next we have Orsi's last song. Orsi fell asleep, I'm guessing.
No,
yeah, she just like didn't
or
show
she's
up.
Tuning in.
Oh yeah, maybe she's like listening. Anyway, but like she still sent me her songs, so like we're still playing her songs. It's just not her talking through them. So this is Orsi's last song. Okay. This is Orsi's last song, and then it's some of Charlie's picks for the next half hour because I forgot to put together a playlist for tonight. So
I was prepared.
Yep.
I did the homework.
I didn't. Okay. And I already used my late token. All right. Enjoy.
Diamond line, to us, he's a smooth operator.
right, that was last three songs we played. Smooth Operator by, oh god, it's not Sade. I think it's like Sade.
I don't know. Why okay. are you looking?
Charlie doesn't know either.
I'm sorry.
Well, then it was Tainted Love by Soft Cell. That was Charlie's pick. And then it was Don't You Want Me by the Human League. That was also Charlie's pick. Well, would you like to say some words about why you picked those songs?
You know, I heard, I believe it was Tainted Love in an episode of Doctor Who multiple years ago. And I realized, you know, I gotta find this song. And my friend made a very comedic video about it using the song. And, I've treasured it forever.
That's so wholesome.
I really have.
All my songs that I choose are usually like, I liked this song.
I mean, that too, but...
yeah.
But, you know, embellish. Embellish.
Yeah, yeah. Understandable. Any words about Don't You Want Me by the Human League off of the album Dare?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about it. Get back to me on that.
Okay, will do. While you're thinking about that, we'll play some more of your choices of songs.
Another one bites the dust.
Those last songs were Don't You Want Me by the Human League. Wait, did I already? Yeah, I already said that. Okay, just kidding. Okay, the last two songs were Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. Any commentary, Charlie?
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, I forgot to turn your mic on.
Thanks. I'm feeling really... Yeah. Freddie Mercury has always been a big inspiration of mine, and I think the... Possibly the first time I heard Walking on Sunshine, I have a very vivid memory of it. I am in the hallway in third or fourth grade, and I'm just bouncing down the halls on my way to the library. I'm just loving life, you know?
Yeah.
I
feel it. My first memory of Walking on Sunshine was when Allie and AJ, the like Disney twins, mm-hmm. you know? They like covered it, and I was like obsessed with them. Like Ali and AJ was like my first concert, and like they sang it a lot. So nice. Yeah. All right. I think we only have time for one more song, even though there are three left. Oh. So this is for Paul, who's listening in, who's awake, who I didn't know.
This is
and
for
I'm
you,
very
Paul.
Flattered. Yeah, for you, Paul, my Paul. One and only.
Little Paul.
Here's some Madonna.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO.